been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
And it fades on out. Hey, there's a singer we've played before, but I wonder how many of you remember the last time we played a recording by Midge Williams. She was the vocalist there. That was from August of 1936 on the Columbia label, The Organ Grinders Swing. What's interesting about that was that it was a white band. And I actually have it included on a CD under Bunny Berrigan's name. A picture of Bunny Berrigan here on the front. He looks like a middle-aged Sunday school teacher, but he was a great jazz trumpeter. And even though it was under Bunny Berrigan's name and featured Midge Williams, actually the band was led by the pianist Frank Froba. Again, it was from August of 1936. Organ Grinders Swing, Midge Williams. It gets us started this week on Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here each week to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. And as you listen to this program, I guess we're sort of underway in a new cycle. We Again, our program runs in a 3-year cycle. We try not to repeat them for 3 years. And after 3 years, we pretend we haven't played any of them, and they're all fair game. We can pull them all out and dust them off again. Like this first set by Cab Calloway and the band.
Jump around and play. Watch the mermaids swing and sway to the music of the sea. I went down to the sea one day to see the sun drive the clouds away. Watch the sailboats rock and roll to the music of the sea. And I met a lovely maiden on that May Day afternoon. She promised she would wed me on a summer day next June. But it was only a dream that day. Her old man Neptune came up to say, flap your fins and swim away, you belong back in the sea.
Georgia and Carolina. Canada, Napsa, Virginia, Georgia, and Carolina.
Yeah, Cab Calloway and the big band in our opening set this week, Sides from the Early 1940s. We listened, well, one of the things that's special about this particular batch of recordings is that features the vocal group. They were known when they were with Cab, they were known as the Cavaliers, but they were known professionally as the Palmer Brothers, and the main voice was Clarence Palmer, who later showed up in the Bad Boys as the, what was it, the Human Echo Chamber. He had a singing technique, and they were also in several other big bands. One of these days we'll have to sit down and put together a Palmer's Brother feature. But in this case, they were heard backing Cab first on the Mermaid Song from November 1941, then on Virginia, Georgia, and Caroline from December of 1941, and also Who Calls, November of 1941. Cab Calloway and the Palmer Brothers. And we wrap the set up with an instrumental, North of the Mohawk Trail, featuring trombone work by Tyree Glenn from October of 1940. And I was just looking, trying to dig out the liner notes here, to see if Pearl Harbor had happened when these records were made, or if it was still to come. No, it had already happened. It happened the day before Christmas. So Pearl Harbor was still in the news, but it wasn't a shock or it wasn't a surprise that was coming. Cab Calloway and the big band are opening set here on Blues Before Sunrise. You know, one of the things I've decided for this cycle is that a couple of artists that we used to do on an occasion, if we needed something to fill, were Louis Armstrong and Fats Waller, and I think we're going to put them in the regular rotation during this cycle. And to prove it, here's a set by Louis Armstrong. These are all from the 1930s. I think a couple of these are small band, and a couple may be big band. I always liked his big band work when he sang in front of them. It's Louis Armstrong, who taught almost every jazz musician how to sing.
My, 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 my. Listen at that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rods. Even only number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh. Hattiesburg. All the boys. Oh, boy, you can't ride this train.
Boy, I'm the brakesman.
And I'm a tough man. I ain't joking.
You can ride this train.
Hey, hobo! Lift your hobo!
Boy, you can ride this train.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
easy, little boy. You ain't so bad after you all right with me, son. I think I will let you ride.
There's a cabin in a pine, hidden in the wildwood, wrapping on its sucker vine. Well, the mellow moon is always shining on my cabin in the pine, oh babe. There's a sweetheart in the pine, writing you a letter. I can read between the lines, baby. I can see the longs for my returning bear to my little cabin in the pine. Oh, whispering breeze, whispering to my love, till I come back someday, baby, lady. And I'm blue and brokenhearted too. Sorry that I went away, oh, baby. There's a cabin in the pine, meant to be your love nest, down among the Carolines. Is it any wonder I'm so lonely, babe? Longing for my cabin in the pine. Everything I've got on you, I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I who decided love divided into one, two. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. Just roll on in, the robin's in his nest. Eventide that speaks of love, that's what I've been thinking of. Watching that beautiful sunset in the west, oh, the dream I'm dreaming. Evening, someone waits for me. Evening, meet the wildwood tree, oh, evening, and I'll soon be there, loving my sweet chickadee with all my heart. Evening tide brings down the night, but hang the moon up high and bright, cause evening tide, I've fallen in love. Bumble to those bedrooms by the river.
All right, Louis Armstrong and a set of sides there. Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train, from December of 1932. Then from April 1933, there's A Cabin in the Pines. And from 1936, a couple of different sides. First, from February, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket, February 1936. And then Evening Tide, from May of 1936, on the Decca label. And I'm thinking, you know, over the past, a couple of decades, when we play Louis Armstrong over a three-year period, I might get 15 or 16, maybe 20 sides over the course of the 3 years. I think if we include him on a regular basis, you know, every 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to be able to listen to a lot of things by Louis that we've never played on the program before. That's got to be a positive thing because he sings so melodically. Once again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing. Here's Betty Hall Jones. She was among that number of black women who recorded, sang, and played piano in the years just before, during, and after World War II. It's Betty Hall Jones.
We went out the other night just to have some fun. We made all the night spots, we didn't miss a one. Long about 4 in the morning, we fell in a shack. Somebody said, "This is groovy," but here's what I answered back. "This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Well, the band's too hip for me, they don't play no melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the voutney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Now up on the bandstand I can see righteous beboppers filled with glee. McGee and Parker on a dizzy kick left me cold, I'm such a hick. When a cat like Louie blows a tune, you know what he's playing right away soon. When Coleman Hawkins blows his horn, you remember what he played for many a morn. Jive but Jordan is Jake with me, blues but Basie and Big T. Might be corny like a moon and June rhyme, but I love to hear the melodies some of the time. Too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. The band's too hip for me, I can't find the melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the voutney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. So let's be on our way, dig this jive another day. 'Cause right now you can see that this joint is too hip for me. Please thrill me like I've never been thrilled before. And I'll come running back for more. Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Thrill me like I've never been thrilled before. Kiss me like I've never been kissed before. And I'll come running back for more. Give me all the kisses that you've got. Change my temperature from cold to hot. Kiss me like I've never been kissed before. Thank you. what you got to say. That's what I want to hear. Only thrill me like I've never been thrilled before.
There's Betty Hall Jones and A Handful of Sides. She was there on piano and vocal. The first couple were for the Capitol label. First, February 1949, and this joint's too hip to me. And if you listen to the lyrics, it was actually a slap at the folks who were on the scene there playing bebop. And if, I don't know, today, I don't know if anybody really remembers this. I remember I used to hear it from Buckley all the time, that when bebop first showed up, folks who were fans of the swing era didn't like it. I remember Cab Calloway used to call it Chinese music because of the way the changes were. Here's another reminder of that. This joint's too hip for me, February 1949. Then Thrill Me, from August of 1949, also on the Capitol label. And we wrapped it up with the earliest recording from 1947 on the Atomic label, which I think was based in Los Angeles, and Learned Boogie Woogie, Betty Hall Jones, piano and vocal. Let's listen now to a couple of sides by Coleman Hawkins. These are a little different because they were done for a label in Chicago. Remember, Al Benson had, he had two labels, Parrot and Swingmaster. He was known as a disc jockey who was known as the old Swingmaster. And these were on his Parrot label. These are late August of 1953. And one of these at least features an organ player here, a real early organ player, Coleman Hawkins on tenor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, them was a pair of interesting recordings, and I guess interesting is a polite word. On the first side, which was I'll See You Later, it's under Coleman Hawkins' name, but what you heard there a lot was Emmett Berry on trumpet. And also on the second one, you had a little vocal group there, What a Difference a Day Makes. Les Stand was there on keyboards, and it sounded to me as though he was playing, what was it, the left hand on the piano and the right hand on the organ? And I don't think he had it quite together. It was sort of a mess in a way, but none of it spoiled Coleman Hawkins and his work on tenor. Again, those were both on the Parrot label from August 1953. How about a Hep Harmony record? Here we go. It's the Mills Brothers.
There's no one but you, and there never will be, for your love captured me long ago. There's no one but you, and there never should be. Any other would be wrong, I know. How many times I've tried to break away, but every time I try, I come back to stay. I say, how great it would be if there's no one but me. For I know now there's no one but you. There's no one but you, and there never will be, for your love captured me long ago. There's no one but you, and there never should be. Any other would be wrong, I know. How many times I tried to break away, but every time I try, I come back to stay. I say, how great it would be if there's no one but me. For I know now there's no one but you. How many times have I tried to go away from your arms, break away? But every time I try, I come back to stay. I say, how great it would be if there's no one but me. For I know now there's no one but you. There's no one but you. No one but you. Thank you.
There is Derek Sampson and a piece he calls The Monday Wash from August of 1943. He was only 17 years old when he made these records. And they were originally on the Beacon label, I think, and they were reissued by Bruce Baston over in the UK on his Harlequin label. I think altogether on Beacon he had 20 sides, I believe, and I've got 18 of them here. I think, 12 sides were on the LP, and I found a couple of additional 78s. And he's not in the blues discography, he's in the jazz discography as well. Again, that was Monday Wash from August of 1943. Before that, we had the Mills Brothers from March of 1946, There's No One But You, and that's something that I need to try. I've got a discography, and there's a lot of titles, particularly after World War II, between then and the 1950s, that I don't have in the collection. We need to see if we can't find and send them in your direction. Well, that's just about got it for the first hour. It's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. First hour devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. Basically, it's guys singing blues accompanied by jazz players. We'll be back with hour number two after we identify the station taking us up to station ID. We've got Russell Jaquette here. That's right. I think it's the older brother of Illinois Jaquette. He blew trumpet. This is from May 1948. And if I quit talking now, maybe we'll get some of it in. It's called Relaxing. J.J. Johnson. Before that was Sonny Stitt.